cats in a medically supportive role, part 7. And then there is the facility therapy cat, who along with their handler actually lives in an assisted living facility such as a care or nursing home. Their roles are entirely made up of providing comfort, support and just their own presence to all of the residents in the home. What a comfort to just see a cat wandering around or lying on the couch or on someone's knee. I know when my father-in-law was in a home, they had a couple of facility therapy cats who lived on site and everyone loved them. My father-in-law would often seek out their companionship of the cat when his long-time partner became a tragic victim of Alzheimer's and who never knew him most days. The cat served him well during those years before he passed himself. A therapy cat is also most useful in a detention centre of some kind. Because of their calming natures, a person who is locked up for various reasons can find great comfort from the visit of a therapy cat. In some cases, their presence on occasional visits have helped rehabilitate them back into a normal life situation. All praises go to the therapy cat and their owners who take the time and have the patience to bring comfort to those who suffer whenever they may be housed. Next, we have an emotional support cat who actually resides with the patient needing them. Amazingly, and with great foresight on the part of the medical profession in charge of the situation, they come to them as a prescription cat. So long as the patient shows no signs of an allergy to the cat being prescribed, then that is the only drawback. I think I mentioned earlier that this could be the difference to being on harmful medication or not. Certification is not needed in the case of an emotional support cat, as with a therapy cat. However, the prescription for such an animal needs to be in the possession of the patient at all times, the prescribing doctor usually being a mental health practitioner. Should anything happen to the cat or the person, there is this necessary paper trail to provide up-to-date information in cases of travel or being out and about in the public arena. So you see, cats can be most useful as cats in a medically supportive role. Their roles are necessary for the servicing of those with mental health problems, recovery from physical and mental accidents of either nature or of the world, in the workplace as a calming authority, and detention centres in the same capacity, as just great companions to provide someone to care for and love when their own two-legged companions have gone the way of the world. Physical, mental and emotional trauma of any kind can be treated with or without medicine by just introducing our feline friend into the midst. They have been adored and respected from year one, and now in 2017, why should they not be allowed to continue in this role as very special beings, created and sent to we humans as a comfort and loving friend in times of need? And that is the end of part 7. This is Debbie Nicholson. Thank you for reading my blog. Please comment below and share my links.